This agricultural programming is a production of Illinois Public Media. Find us online at WILLAG.org. Now let's check the weather forecast for South America. Here's meteorologist Ed Keyser.
It's now March, and for Argentina and South Brazil, that means the growing season has reached the equivalent of Labor Day in our part of the world. Corn and beans are reaching maturity, and soon the focus will be on harvesting. In Argentina, more rain fell in waterlogged San Luis, Cordoba, and northern Santa Fe last weekend and early this week, resulting in a continuation of flooding in some fields. Improvement is now underway. The last few days have been dry, and mostly dry weather is in the forecast for Argentina for the coming week. While some western and northern production areas have been wet of late, and some southern areas have been dry, the overall outlook for Argentina is for a big crop, hoping that has been average to seasonably cool temperatures in recent weeks as crops have been filling. In South Brazil and neighboring Paraguay, a few rounds of thunderstorms in the past week have fields moist, slowing early harvesting but benefiting filling crops. In the coming week, the weather looks favorable for crop development and field work as only scattered showers and thunderstorms will dot the area from time to time. Farther north in Brazil, the season is longer, so double cropping is common. The weather has been less than ideal in recent weeks for first crop harvesting and second crop corn planting. Rain has especially hampered field work from Paraná into Mato Grosso do Sul and Mato Grosso. Those areas need a prolonged period of dry weather, and that is not in the forecast. In Mato Grosso, the largest double crop state, planting of second season corn is only about two-thirds complete. Ideally, planting should already be finished. Any corn yet to be planted runs a significant risk of reaching the critical reproductive stage after the dry season starts, which is typically in late April. Finally, the annual WILL All-Day Ag Outlook is coming on Tuesday at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. On occasion over the years, the weather has made it interesting getting to this event. Fortunately, this will not be one of those years. On Tuesday morning, there might be frost on the windshield and sun glare for eastbound travelers just after sunrise. That's it. No ice, no snow, just lots of sunshine with the afternoon high temperature around 50 degrees. And for the morning sun glare, sunrise in Covington on Tuesday is 8:07 Eastern Daylight Saving Time, 7:07 Central Time for those coming from Illinois. That's your weather update for Commodity Week. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Our thanks go to Ed Keyser for his update of the agricultural weather forecast. You're listening to Illinois Public Media.